There's nothing geopolitical about this next story. It's about a meteor that fell out of the sky and landed somewhere in western Canada. Now scientists and everyday people are searching the region to try to find some fragments. University of Calgary researcher Alan Hildebrand is in Lloydminster, Saskatchewan. Now, Dr. Hildebrand, you didn't yourself see this meteor as it landed, but you've spoken with a number of people who did. What did they tell you about it?
Well, this is a pretty spectacular fireball. As a matter of fact, the public reaction we've had is the largest we've ever had in Canada. We've literally had hundreds of people who have sent in reports. The light, of course, was extraordinary. The rock, when it hit the atmosphere, was something like 10 tons. And so it, you know, literally turned night into day.
And what did it look like? I say you didn't see it, but you've seen plenty of videos of it. What, describe it.
Oh, it's a very bright light in the sky. Most people would say a bluish-white light, like a welding arc. It moved through the sky quickly, of course. The big light show was just 5 seconds long. So, you know, one of those things, if you weren't able to turn and look very quickly, you missed it. It left a dust cloud behind in the sky that lasted for minutes. Afterwards, dramatic sounds got down to the ground, and in some places, you know, people say they heard long-sustained rumbling some places right underneath the fireball's trajectory. Houses shook, windows rattled in the homes, or dishes rattled in the shelves, almost like a small earthquake.
Now, when you saw these videos, did it really take you back, or is this the kind of thing you've seen before?
Well, a rock this size only falls on Canada, say, once every 5 years. So it's last time we had one this big was, say, 2000. So it's unusual in, this part of the world. The Alberta-Saskatchewan border is well populated, and much of it is cultivated fields. So it's relatively easy to find meteorites here instead of, going to an Arctic island or something.
Well, I think it would be pretty easy to find. It was pretty spectacular. And yet you haven't found any fragments yet. Why is that?
Pretty easy to find is all relative. The area here at the Alberta-Saskatchewan border is pretty much all cultivated, and, people live all over it, but you're still, the farmsteads are just sprinkled around. It's not as though it's in the center of a city, so people aren't out in their fields now working them.
Now, Mr. Hildebrand, I understand you are yourself on the prowl for these fragments. Where has your trail taken you, and where is it leading?
Put out a map where we think the meteorites have fallen. We went around to the landowners in that area to tell them they might have meteorites in their land and to show them a meteorite from another fall so they know what the rocks look like. But we are still trying to refine the trajectory, so we are getting and calibrating security camera videos today and looking for new records. So with those, we'll be able to say really quite precisely where the rock is flying through the sky and where it landed.
Why is it important for you to find these meteorite fragments?
They tell us things about the origin of the solar system. In this particular case, with the videos and the security camera records, we have enough information that we can reconstruct the pre-fall orbit that this rock came from. We have 10,000 meteorites, but we only have 9 which we know where they come from, so to speak, from known orbits. So we have enough information for this one. We can know what orbit it came from, so where it is from in the asteroid belt.
Alan Hildebrand of the University of Calgary is heading up the search for fragments of the meteor that fell in western Canada. Thank you very much, Doctor.
Have a very good day.